Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tina from Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line. Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Jamie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jamie. This is Tina from Local Splash getting back to you regarding the billing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that that loyalty program was applied for you. So right now it's just the January 1st payment that's past due. The February 1st will be your free month. So once you pay, you'll be paid in full until March 1st.
Okay, because I seen the text message you sent Bob for the $298.
Yeah, that's typically if you don't have the loyalty plan, it would have reoccurred another charge on February 1st. But just disregard that because I looked in your billing and I saw that that loyalty plan already had been applied because you guys paid us back in November, and then
right.
The December was the service credit. That was your free month. And then
right.
January is past due, but February will be your free month. So once January gets collected, the system will automatically put that free month on, but I can't see it typically until that's collected. That's why I had to go back and look at your prior billing to see if there were any service credits that were already on there. And because the December one was on there, that tells me that they already applied that for you. But, of course, if you're ready to get the January one up to speed, that I can tell right away if, you know, that service credit goes on for next month.
Well, I called earlier. They said it wouldn't be able to be seen tomorrow, but could you check and see if they corrected it in the system?
Well, it's not necessary because if it's not corrected, once the payment goes through, I'll manually correct it, right? I'll put a priority note in here for myself because I'm the one that handles
it. No, I'm talking about I called earlier and had them put in for the payment.
Oh, okay. You put in for the payment. So they didn't process it yet. Do you want me to process it now?
Yeah, because they were supposed to change the card number, too.
Yeah, we have an old card ending in 1116, so do you want me to change that to the new one?
So they didn't change it, and they tried to bill the old card again.
I don't see that they tried to bill the old card. Was it Stephanie that you just talked to right before me, or was it someone else?
It was somebody else. It wasn't nobody named Stephanie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't know who that was, but it's, yeah, I have your billing in front of me, and I still have the old card.
Well, that card's not going to work.
Okay, so go ahead. No problem, Jamie. I'll get you up to speed, so I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
5582.
Okay.
1000.
Got it.
0436.
Okay.
9032.
And expiration?
Call me about the website,
1128.
And
hold
the code?
On. 348.
And is this under the same billing address on 1413 Morrill Avenue?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So if Bob's asking about the website, we had the orange banner off the site all the way up until today. I think
he's not talking about the banner. He's talking about the pictures.
Oh, okay. You want to update the pictures?
You want to update the pictures? Is that what you're talking about?
Some of them, yes.
Okay. So do you have new photos you want to send us, or do you want us to just use some stock photos and do fresh ones?
Bob said, you know what, just have somebody call him.
Okay, you got it. I'll send this over to customer support, and someone will call you. We close in 19 minutes, so it'll probably be on Monday, but we will have someone reach out about updating those pictures, okay?
Okay.
Yep, and have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
You, too.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.